This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Thursday morning, April 16th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters, including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
Sycler shareholders approve all proposals. Sycler Technologies Limited shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual general meeting in Zurich. This includes the 2025 annual report, financial statements, discharge to the board of directors, and group management. Daniel Frutig and Konstantin Ryzkov were re-elected with appointments for the independent proxy and auditors. Sycler, a global electronic solutions provider, serves industries like medical, industrial, and aerospace and defense. Micron shareholders approve all proposals of the board of directors. In a recent development, Micron Holding Age shareholders have given their stamp of approval to all proposals presented by the board of directors at the annual general meeting. This includes a distribution per share of CHF 0.60, with re-elections of key board members for a one-year term. Micron Group, known for its innovative automation solutions, machining systems, and cutting tools, continues to drive industrial productivity for various industries globally.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura. Lafleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura Canada Limited to support development of the Swanson Gold Dasbet and operations at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec. The proposed facility, with no commodity hedging requirements, is expected to fund ramp-up toward 1,250 tons per day processing capacity, with a pathway for future expansion to 3,000-4,000 TPD, aiming for a targeted first gold pour in the second quarter of 2026.
Frontera's North America Inc. launches new era for full coal utilization. Frontera's North America Inc. marks a significant milestone with the launch of a new industrial model focusing on full coal utilization. The company's innovative approach aims to extract the complete value of coal by utilizing its proprietary FAS Form TM process. Recent global energy vulnerabilities highlight the need for alternative energy sources, making Frontera's technology a strategic solution for transforming coal into fuels and industrial products.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is strategically positioned to benefit from the changing landscape of fertilizer economics due to fossil fuel and energy pressures. By focusing on direct application organic fertilizer at its Murdoch Mountain Phosphate Project in Nevada, the company aims to tap into the growing organic and regenerative farming sectors in the U.S. market. Unlike traditional synthetic fertilizers, Nevada Organic Phosphate's model requires simpler processing methods,
reducing its reliance on energy-intensive chemical processes.
Rock Breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. issues 353,035 shares for research and marketing services agreements. The British Columbia-based phosphate exploration company entered into agreements for equity research and marketing-related services, including research coverage and introductions to equity analysts, graphic design, branding, and website development. The company will issue the shares at a deemed price of $0.14 per share, subject to a hold period of 4 months and 1 day.
We love news and photos. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. And